How often is a bus blessed? Well, at least once. Ketchikan's newest addition to the Salmon Run fleet of buses started its newly decorated life with drumming, dancing, singing, and praying during the dedication ceremony on a blessedly warm, sunny day outside the borough's offices. Washington-based Northwest Coast artist Marvin Oliver snagged the contract for this second painted bus, and he used traditional formline design techniques for his interpretation of the Salmon Run. Oliver had help from Memo Haregi, who also assisted Ray Troll on the first bus painting odyssey. Haregi was among a group of people waiting outside borough offices for the bus and for the primary artist to arrive. The team of artists had finished the job in what seemed to an outsider like record time. But what do I know?
Well, it seemed to go quickly from when you actually started the project. You're making a face.
Well, we were working long, long hours. We were pulling maybe 13, 14-hour days since Monday or Tuesday, something like that. I started applying paint on Wednesday, and when you see the bus, you'll see why it takes so much time to complete, because there's a lot of line, and it's got to be right.
Oliver was a little late to the dedication, but that's okay because the bus was a little later.
I got lost, and I think the bus got lost.
Oliver says he's pleased with how the bus turned out, but it's not done yet. They still have to add some eggs to the design.
These eggs will be, little salmon eggs, will be eventually attached to the bus at a later date. And there'll be little embryos, and they'll be kind of surrounding the top of the, around the banding at the top of the bus.
And they're cast glass?
They're cast glass with dichroic on the backside, so they'll change colors as you drive by. So it's going to be kind of a nice little touch.
Eventually, the bus rounded the corner, and singing from the dance group on board could be heard over the engine. As the bus pulled in front and opened its doors, the group danced its way off, continuing the song in front of the vehicle. Oliver donned a cedar bark hat and thanked everyone who helped on the project. He gave his trademark Northwest Coast Design wool blankets to each of his assistants. They then took turns introducing themselves in the traditional manner, giving their names and family backgrounds. Then there was more singing and dancing. And that was followed by a prayer led by Nahan, who goes by one name.
Thank you, protectors of our heads, spirit guides. Thank you for helping us with this work that we have done. Thank you for being with us here today.
Transit Director Kyan Reeve says that one big reason for the Salmon Run buses is easy identification.
But we're really excited about, though, I think it's going to make it very easy for the hundreds of thousands of visitors that ride our system every year and make it real easy for them to identify the system, which is always the toughest part for folks coming here, is knowing which bus to get on. So
it sets them off from the tour buses.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the Visitors Bureau onboard advertising basically lets the cruise visitors know just to look for the Salmon Run.
The borough provides a free summertime shuttle between tourist attractions in downtown Ketchikan. The city's many summer visitors also join residents on the regular bus system for a small fee. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.